Welcome back to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. Consumer electronics in a post-election world. Just kidding. We've done our diligence on the election thing. How about just some straight-up tech talk with America's preeminent tech journalist, David Pogue? This week, David and I discuss Mark Zuckerberg's underappreciated business acumen, health monitors and wearables, and yet another installment of Why is Apple Messing with Our Device Cables Again? Seriously, Apple. Here's Tech Talking with David Pogue.
David Pogue, tech columnist for Yahoo Finance.
One of the recent headlines I saw this week I wanted to ask about was Mark Zuckerberg getting Businessman of the Year awards from Fortune magazine. I'm wondering, do we kind of underappreciate Mark Zuckerberg as a business person, or do we still see him as the guy in the hoodie that started something that we can't seem to slow down?
I mean, that is an unbelievable business. I mean, they make money hand over fist. It seems to be serving everybody at once. You know, consumers like the way they do it, and advertisers love the way they do it, and they make money. So it's one of those rare win-win-win situations, and it just, I mean, and nobody can replicate it, right? I mean,
that's right.
Google can't, Yahoo can't, so I think he deserves it. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned Apple right there. They have tried and tried on the social network tip, and they just haven't done it. Google gets kudos for trying and sticking with Google Plus so far. But, well, let's pivot real quick to hardware. Apple, since last we spoke, has launched and refreshed its MacBook Pro line after four-some years of dormancy. What are you seeing there with these new Apple laptops? I'm seeing, like, the stock's doing okay, and they seem to be selling pretty quickly.
So the machine itself is fantastic. Of course, it's thinner and faster, and the screen is just insanely amazing. But the big three knocks against it are, one is the price is just jacked up by like $200 per model. I mean, just crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Number two, the pros, the people who spend their lives editing videos and so on, are really unhappy that the maximum amount of memory you can put in there did not go up as it has in the Windows world. So it's still capped at 16 gigabytes. And the third wrap is that they've eliminated all the jacks, USB, the video output, the SD memory card slot, even the MagSafe power connector that Apple itself used to be so proud of. They've replaced all of that with four USB-C jacks, which is this amazing universal jack that can take a power cord or a video cord or an audio cord or a data jack. It's all of those things at once. It's super fast, super tiny. It's interchangeable among different brands and among tablets and laptops and phones. I mean, I tried it. I took an LG phone charger and charged my Apple laptop with it. I mean, it's kind of a miracle. But in the short term, it means you're going to need adapters upon adapters upon adapters.
Right. And it seems like Apple keeps moving our cheese when it comes to these adapters and ports. So you said the word universal. Okay, that's fine moving forward. But you're like, this is a retroactive thing for the 99.9% of us are going to have to buy these adapters. Why does Apple keep moving this?
Well, in the old days, it was to move from one proprietary Apple connector to another one. Obviously, there's a financial incentive for them to do that. This is really a different kind of move because they're moving from Apple proprietary power cords to a universal one that Apple doesn't make money from. So, I mean, if you forget your power adapter, you can be in some hotel and just grab one from the box, right, from some other appliance. It's going to be great. So Apple explains it like this. Right now, they don't make everything in USB-C style. There aren't yet USB-C flash drives and USB-C printers, but they have to jumpstart that revolution, and the only way they can do it is by forcing the issue, as Apple has many times before.
Right.
So there's going to be a short period of pain, but then sooner rather than later, the whole world of manufacturers will switch to USB-C too. And, you know, Google is using exclusively USB-C, and Microsoft is using exclusively USB-C. Samsung's on board. So the world is going there very quickly.
Okay, I've been noticing also you've been updating a lot on the Google stuff. Now, I'm an iPhone user with a lot of Google apps laying on top of that iOS. I want to call out one right now, the one-handed magnification of Google Maps. Tell me more.
Yeah, I've been, I do this series of videos for Yahoo Finance called Pogue's Basics. And one of them is, you know, these 30-second tips on Google Maps. And there's a ton of cool new features they've just added in there. Yeah, with one hand, double tap with your thumb, and on the second tap, hold down and drag up or down the screen to zoom in or out. And the beauty of that is you can do it one-handed while you're walking along the street. And I guess some people might even use Google Maps in the car.
Right. Okay, I do, but I feed the audio through my system. That's how I use it, just so you know.
That's right. That's good.
10 and 2, David. 10 and 2.
10 and 2. My last two cars, I paid a lot of extra money for the built-in navigation system, and now I feel like an idiot. It's been a year since I used those things or more.
I remember my old Garmin. I think I gave it to my 7-year-old. She's playing with it now. One last thing before we get – well, two last things, actually. Let's real quick go to health monitors. Apple, again, has been moving into this space pretty aggressively. It seems like a crowded space, but I updated my Fitbit app this week, and I really like the notifications I'm getting. Now, what is your take on that whole space right now?
Everybody has been talking about wearables for a couple of years, but all of the really – vague, non-specific wearables like Google Glass and even the Apple Watch have basically failed. The exception is, as you say, the fitness trackers. And I know Fitbit stock is crashing and people are disappointed in the performance of the company, blah, blah, blah. But the latest round of products are really, really great. I've just reviewed 23 of them, and the one I love the best, the one I'm buying, is the Fitbit Charge 2. It's as slim as a wristband, but it actually keeps track of your heart rate and, of course, your sleep and, of course, your activity. And it's starting to get into coaching. So if you turn on this feature, for every hour that you spend sitting there motionless, it reminds you to get up and do 200 steps because scientifically, that is a huge life extender. And it really makes a lot of sense. I'm crazy about the thing.
I am too. And I have the Blaze, and the app is giving me that coaching now. And I just noticed it yesterday because I just updated. But I was couch potatoing pretty hard yesterday, and I got a buzz on my wrist, and it said, hey, only 153 steps to go this hour. And I'm like, wow, I have been sedentary for far too long.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like saying, dude, you can do 153 steps. Yeah, that happens to me all the time. I'm like, you know what? I could go check the mail. Or you know what? I could go put the milk away from breakfast.
You know?
And and then you get a little dot for that on the little how many times in today's workday did you actually move your butt. It really works.
It does. And you're right. You get that gratification of getting that award, if you will, that dot, that recognition. It's instantaneous, and I think it's useful, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
Earlier, you mentioned Pogue's Basics, and those are really useful videos that are all over Yahoo's tech site. But is it just tech that you touch on with your basics, or do you go into other areas, too?
Yeah, funny you should ask that, Jason. Today, I am pleased to announce, actually, this is the very first time to you that I'm talking about this new book, which comes out in 2 weeks. It's called Pogue's Basics Money. And I think this one might be my favorite of all. It turns out, in my feeling, we are leaving money on the table everywhere we go. Every restaurant, hotel, consumer good, cable service, everything we do, we're spending too much money. You know, the saying is time is money. I would argue, no, information is money because you can actually save so much money. Like, I don't know. I'll just throw out some short ones from the book.
Okay.
So it turns out that if you buy anything from Amazon, Amazon now offers their own virtual credit card, an Amazon store card. There's no physical piece of plastic. It's just a number you type in. And you get 5% off of everything.
Now,
you cannot find a credit card that gives you 5% off everything. I've tried, but Amazon does. And the average American consumer spends $11,000 a year, that's the average person, on consumer goods. 5% of that is substantial.
That is.
Or when you get a flat tire, four of the biggest tire chains, including Discount Tire, Town Fair Tire, and Goodyear, will repair your flat for free.
Whoa, okay.
It's just a loss leader that they do. You just have to know about it and ask for it. You take your flat, they'll repair it for free. Another huge one, everyone is renting their cable box and their cable modem. It comes out to a lot of money. It comes out to a couple hundred bucks a year. You're renting it. But there's no reason to rent it. The cable companies and internet companies are perfectly fine with you owning your own cable box and cable modem. It costs $100, so in the first year, you've already made your money back. If you keep it for 5 or 6 years, you come out way ahead.
We featured one of those recently. It was called Eero, and you're right. Owning it makes more sense in the long term. And going back to the Amazon thing, I always look past that billboard I get when I'm checking out for the credit card. Now I feel kind of silly because if I'm passing up on free money, I'm passing up on free money.
It is free money. You know, there's a lot of free money around. You know, gift cards, you've probably read that 30% of us never use the gift cards.
Right.
It's just it's free money for the store. But it turns out now there are these gift card exchanges online, these websites that pay you cash for your gift cards, not 100% of the face value, but like 80%. So if you have a $50 gift card, they'll give you, you know, $45 for it in cash. So that's good if you're a recipient of a gift card. But the better scam is you buy gift cards from them that other people have ditched. So you can get an iTunes gift card for $100 of movies and music for $85. It's literally
Sweet.
Free money.
All right. We've been talking with David Pogue. He's got a new book coming out in 2 weeks, Pogue's Basics. I'm going to put a link up on Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. I'm going to tweet it out to @KGO Jason. Last question for you, David Pogue, before you get back to your Yahoo job. Okay, we've got Bill Nye, the science guy. We've got Neil deGrasse Tyson, the space guy. What are we going to call David Pogue now? I mean, you've got some status. We need a nickname to work with here, David.
You could get away with calling me the tech guy.
All right. Fair enough. David, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot. Much appreciated.
That was David Pogue, a columnist and editor at Yahoo. Links to his blog, his column, and his new book can be found on Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. Mr. Pogue is a busy and informed creator of content, of course, so you should follow him on Twitter @Pogue. Coming up after this next break, we have deep linking. That's not a dating app or a takeoff on Tinder. It's a marketing tool that you may not even know you already really appreciate. The company is called Branch. This show is called Techonomics. And I'm called, among other things, Jason Middleton. Please come on back.